Hello, it's Big Shoe Stew.
And Dina Fox.
Okay, wait a minute. So you did finish your mint and I'm still chewing my gum.
Yes.
Is it polite to do a show while I'm chewing gum?
Only if people can tell.
All right.
Well, oh, all right.
All right. Well, where'd it go?
You know what? Better to be safe than sorry, as long as it's not in the carpet.
Nope, not in the carpet.
That's never a good thing.
I did good. Okay.
Okay.
So, first of all, what day is it?
It's Stew's Day.
That's right.
Boy, I had to think about that for a second. Yep. That's not going to work every day. Really does mess that up. You betcha.
Really forget quickly around
you
here.
You betcha.
And it's the 11th of December.
Yes.
It's a fun week.
It is a fun week.
My wife Bunny's birthday coming up in a couple of days.
That's a big deal.
My daughter Carly turning 17 in a few days.
Yeah, that's a huge deal. Is she driving? Got a driver's license yet there?
Permit.
Permit.
We're working on that.
Oh,
yeah. So I wanted to raise something.
Okay.
And I didn't want to get any feedback. We have not discussed this. Just so you know,
prior
there's nothing up our sleeves. And no, we really haven't.
No, we haven't.
You don't have any idea what I'm going to bring up.
I have no idea.
Which
is always frightening.
I saw a list on the web.
Mm-hmm.
It's making the rounds. And let me see if I can pull it up for you to look at here, okay?
This isn't going to be like what age a woman should stop wearing red lipstick, is it? Because, you know, that's all around this week. And by the way, the number's 59.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
No red lipstick, no big high heels after 59, apparently.
No, it was nothing like that.
Okay, thank goodness.
This is, it's according to the site askmen.com.
Ah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And something hit me when I looked at this. They've picked the most desirable women of 2013. Okay.
The year that hasn't even happened yet.
Well, 2012. Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, well, in a few days it won't matter, so there won't be any women or men left. It won't matter.
Yeah. Okay.
But they've picked the most desirable women. And as I looked at the list, and for some reason I wasn't able, a few hours ago, you know, I guess Ask Men clamped down on it. Mm. But a few hours ago you were able to look at the whole 99. Now you can look at like the top 10 and it's not as exciting or interesting. But we'll talk about that.
Okay.
What fascinated me about the most desirable women.
Yes.
Is that I really agree with the desirability factors.
Okay.
And it occurred to me that this is a conversation we've never had. I don't think Bunny and I have ever really had this conversation.
Sure.
What makes a woman desirable? And it's not what you think, women. And so this proves it. Who's number one?
Jennifer Lawrence?
You know who that is?
I have no idea who that
is.
Okay. Is that wrong that I don't know who she is?
No, it's quite all right. First of all, let's get the creepy right over with, okay? The woman's,
creepy.
I think she's 22 or 23, so she's not even, I'm not even, you know, don't look at her that way,
okay?
Is she a desirable woman? Absolutely.
What's the criteria?
Well, see, she would be the one, and she said this earlier this year. She said, I'm a fat actress. And she's a little, I wouldn't say chubby. She's not chubby at all. But she's got some meat on her bones.
Uh-huh.
And
she's not the typical stick figure.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I, especially as a dad with daughters.
Yes.
I just want to scream from the rafters. Right.
Yes.
This is an incredibly desirable woman, but it's not about how perfect her body is. Although
it is. How thin she is.
Right. She looks perfect to me. But it's about all the factors put together. So
okay.
We read from, this is from Reuters. Let's see. This is the quote from the Ask Men editor-in-chief, guy named James Basil. Says, overall, there's a sense that she's a little more authentic than other actors. She's fresh because we haven't seen her all over the gossip pages for 3 or 4 years. And later on, it talks about, you know, there's more to it than that. There's how interesting she is, how funny she is, how intelligent she comes off in interviews and so on and so forth. Her
okay.
roles in movies. She, by the way, if you don't know who Jennifer Lawrence is by this time, Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm. Never saw it, but okay.
Oh, you got to see that.
Well, apparently, I'm sure. Well, you know, look, first of all, she's 22.
Okay.
That being said, she hasn't had a lot of time to be all that controversial. I mean, I know that there are some women actresses who can be much more controversial.
Right,
of course, at a younger age. But I'm just saying, we don't really know her that well. We're just starting to, I guess, right?
Sure,
okay.
Sure.
So great, good. So she's topping, she's number one.
Right.
And she went from something like number 47. She made the previous year's list.
Mm-hmm,
I saw
mm-hmm.
that up ahead
That's
in the
right.
article. Yeah, last year she was number 47.
Okay.
Now she's number one.
Okay, so in the top five, Mila Kunis.
Okay.
Fascinating.
Is she now, you know, having a baby with Ashton Kutcher, right? That's who
I
that is?
I don't know.
Yeah,
didn't follow
rumors
that.
About
didn't
that.
Follow.
Okay.
You know, what I follow is that she's just plain funny and she takes really needy, meaty, gritty roles. You know?
Okay,
so
sure.
She's kind of neat. Kate Upton. There's another one.
There's another one I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you do. The swimsuit cover, Sports Illustrated.
Oh, okay. So she's a model,
and
not
what was
an
the
actress.
Big thing about her?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Well, again, it's because she's kind of plump.
Oh, okay.
See, I love this.
Yes, of course. So do I.
But men have always felt this way. It's just that suddenly it became an issue this year because somebody was willing to raise the taboo that they weren't stick figure perfect.
Right.
I love this.
I do too.
Okay.
Excellent. Hopefully that bodes well for years to come.
Rihanna, not sure I would say most desirable, but she's certainly incredible.
You know,
she's really, really talented and really interesting. Emma Stone from The Valley was in Crazy Stupid Love.
Oh, right.
And what else has she done?
Maybe The Valley of the Sun here.
Yeah, she's
Phoenix,
from here,
Arizona.
From Phoenix.
All
but what else has she done?
But you know, we're global, Stu. We're podcasting worldwide, and we need to make some things clear.
What else
about
has
that.
Emma Stone been in? I'm just, my brain is blanking on this.
I have that too now all the time, the blanking thing.
She's been all over the place recently. Redhead and, well, actually, oh, Spider-Man. The Amazing Spider-Man.
Okay.
Where she
didn't
was a blonde.
Didn't we just see that with
yes,
you guys?
We did.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That was fun.
So Emma Stone, again,
okay.
just an interesting, funny, quirky woman who also happens to be beautiful.
Yes.
But, and again, way too young for me. I'm saying,
right.
I love this.
Yes.
There's
I'm
more
in
to
agreement.
It. Okay, good.
Excellent.
Now,
thanks for bringing that up.
That raised the next question.
What's the next question?
And this is fascinating. I can't find it. I've been looking since we got ready to podcast, since you came over.
Yes.
I've been looking for like the last 20 minutes trying to find the men's equivalent, or the women's equivalent, if you will.
For men.
Of this list.
Yeah.
Most desirable men.
Hmm.
The latest I could find was something published by iTimes in India 2 years ago.
Wow, really?
And number one is?
Salman Khan.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, of course, there's MS Dhoni and Surya and Farhan Akhtar and Siddharth. Yeah, all these people, which, you know, are, I'm sure they're very, very desirable people.
Probably.
Yeah.
We just don't happen to know who they are, but it's a big world out there, Stu.
But Google doesn't have an answer for an American or Western most desirable men.
No, well, I don't think it's a whole list, but I think occasionally there's some magazine that comes out once a year that has the world's hottest man.
Right.
And usually George Clooney or it's Johnny Depp or it's somebody so, you know, kind of cliche, if you will, that, you know,
those are the sexiest men.
Yeah.
Those are the sexiest men. But a most desirable man. Now, so here's my question.
Maybe the criteria is just too varied when it comes to desirable for women. I mean, we look at all kinds of different things, and it's less visual. And
okay.
I mean, maybe that's what it comes down to. So they can't possibly come up with some kind of consensus list of desirable. That's such a subjective term.
I guess what I'm getting at is, you know, putting aside this wonderful discussion about how deep a woman is and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And is there an agreement as far as who's a sexy man? I mean, for example, is Brad Pitt always a sexy guy? Is George Clooney always a sexy guy?
I'm sure to somebody.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
To a guy,
mm-hmm.
If you were to look at some of these, you know, women in the top 5 or 10, you'd probably get 90% agreement. Oh, look, they're flying the Air Force over us while we're doing
that. I know,
podcast.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
All right, well, I don't know, and this is much more serious a topic of conversation
this.
Wait, than
this
I thought not, we were going
not,
to have.
This is not serious.
Well, you're really delving right
down.
Yeah,
because I want
to
know.
You know, well, who
guys want to know?
Who doesn't? We all want to know.
And so, gentlemen, we are left with what we have been trying to figure out for years. We can't.
Right.
Okay.
The subject is subjective,
fine.
And the criteria
okay.
are too varied.
I'm finished.
Okay,
what else do you want to talk about?
Bruce Springsteen, speaking of sexy
men.
Yeah,
did you like the show?
Loved it.
Did not go.
I know.
Bunny went.
I know.
With you.
Yes, we had a great time.
Yes.
And it was a wonderful show. I mean, really great show. Not that he ever disappoints. I think this is my second or third time
seeing him. I heard from several people who went that the Tom Joad tour disappointed.
The who?
Tom Joad, the one where he did the acoustic Strange Tom Joad album for everybody.
I don't even know what that one
was. It was Gamage a few years ago.
Oh, well, I guess I missed that one. But this time he played over 3 hours, 3 hours and 10 minutes or so without a break. No intermission. The band was amazing. Clarence Clemens' nephew was on saxophone, of course, because Clarence passed away back in June. Or was it June of a year ago? I lose track now of days and months and years. But the show was great. Bruce still has it.
Is he sexy?
Absolutely.
Okay, there you go.
Sexy. And has been for the last 40 years.
What makes him desirable and sexy?
I think he's 62.
Yeah.
Well, he can sing. He looks good. He's a musician. Women always fall for musical types. We really do. There's a consensus for you right there. I'm just going to step out and say it.
All right.
We I'm going to speak for all women. Boy,
I'm going to spend more time at the grapevine.
We like some men who have some musical talent.
Okay.
Play an instrument, sing, dance, whatever it is, but we kind of like that.
All right.
I can't explain why, but we like artists. We like musicians. I don't know, maybe they're a little quirky. Maybe they don't think the same way the rest of the world does. They see things differently. We find that fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
There's a little insight for you.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm
I don't know that I've ever shared that with you
in all the years
we know each other.
Should have played more guitar.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What else is going on in our lives?
The holidays are upon us, right? Have you finished shopping? Have you been doing any shopping at all? Have you been going to the stores? Because I can tell you for the first time this year, I have done the majority of shopping. Not just some, but the majority of shopping online. And boy, has it made my life easier and my holidays less stressful. I am not battling for a parking space at the mall, although I did on Black Friday.
And I will tell you that right now, based on what I've seen at, I'm trying to think where I've been, Scottsdale Fashion Square.
Oh, that's one I stay away from.
PV Mall. It's crazy. Something in Chandler I was near.
Fashion Square?
You could park. You can get in.
Yes,
it's
you can.
I don't think that's good.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily bad because I think a lot of people are doing their online shopping. This year, for the first time, a lot of the Black Friday deals that stores were advertising were available online, even a day or two before Thanksgiving. I took advantage of some Black Friday specials, which was great. I didn't have to get up early. I didn't have to get out of my pajamas early on Black Friday morning. It was fabulous.
All I know is that Bunny was thrilled because we found ourselves a great gift for Carly. She wanted a specific jacket, which was 50% off of this amazing price that I would never have paid for a jacket.
Sure.
But it was even 50% off of that.
Oh, see?
So we saved so much money.
And Carly gets the jacket. Yes. She wants.
So what we'd like to do, I mean, we're getting a little bit long here, and I'm sorry that we spent so much time on sex.
No, it was good because desirable is something that needs to be contemplated from time to time, I think, Stu.
All right. Well, my most desirable woman is coming home, so I don't want to want her to catch us doing this.
Great. I agree totally. Can't wait to see her.
You have a great holiday. I hope we'll talk to you before then. Make sure you check Twitter. I'm at Big Shoe Stu. Follow us on Facebook at Big Shoe Stu or
Big Shoe Stu and Dina Fox.
Yes.
Happy holidays.
Thanks.